conservation-minded anglers love to use catch and release. Catch the fish, let it go, no harm, no foul. Right? Maybe not. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Anglers don't expect to take home dinner when they practice catch and release fishing, but they might not be the only ones missing out on a meal. In a study published in the Journal of Experimental Biology, a UC Riverside-led research team shows that mouth injuries caused by hook removal after catch and release fishing hamper the ability of fish to capture prey. The results add to a growing body of literature raising questions about the practice of catch-and-release fishing, which is viewed by many as a way to conserve at-risk fish species. Tim Higham, an associate professor in UCR's Department of Evolution, Ecology, and Organismal Biology, studies the biomechanics and hydrodynamics of suction feeding, which is the way many recreational sport fish species, including bass, salmon, and trout, eat.
Some fish will bite their prey, and some fish will use suction. And what that is the fish will come up to a prey item and open its mouth as fast as it can. And as it does that, it causes a pressure gradient from inside the mouth to the outside of the water. And what that does is just causes the water outside to rush in. So they don't use teeth, they just suck it straight in. And then they hope that in that water that gets sucked in, the prey will also come with it.
I am wondered if an extra hole caused by hook removal might disrupt the system. The answer, yes. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.